The Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Keith Hall, presented the Labor Department report to the Joint Economic Committee.
This was another bad report. There was significant deterioration in the labor market. The job loss is large and it's widespread, and it's affecting every industry sector and every demographic group.
Some 539,000 jobs were lost in April, bringing the total number of unemployed to 13.7 million, up from 13.2 million in March. But the number of job losses were the fewest in the past 6 months, tempered in part by the federal government's hiring of temporary workers to prepare for the U.S. Census next year. Commissioner Hall says the slowdown in layoffs could be, as he put it, a glimmer of hope that the economy could be improving.
That looks like a moderation, but it's only 1 month.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Minnesota Democrat who chaired the hearing, said the Labor Department report underscores the need for continued government assistance.
I think it's a testament to the making sure that unemployment compensation is available, to making sure that we are looking out for people who have lost their jobs.
Republicans use the report to criticize the policies of the Democratic majority in Congress and the Obama administration. Congressman Eric Cantor, a Virginia Republican, said in a statement, "The Democrats continue to increase government intervention in the free market, taking away incentives to create jobs." Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.